Hey, Josh, thanks for catching up with us this morning.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
It's been a long wait, no doubt. The last sort of few days, how have the nerves been? What have you been doing to fill in the time?
Yeah, the nerves have started to kick in a little bit here now. I've actually come back to the country in Cheltenham, where I'm from, so just trying to be as normal as possible. And the pre-season of the Shep Swans, which is the club I've been at locally, I've just been down there a fair bit, catching up with mates. And yeah, as I said earlier, just trying to keep it normal and not try to think into it too much.
Mate, good Cheltenham boy, like you mentioned, good Victorian boy. Links to the Crows, if it did eventuate, how would it sit with you moving interstate?
Obviously I'd be so keen to get to any club, but yeah, being linked a bit to the Crows, obviously to the media and things like that. So, like I said, I'd love to go anywhere on a list, but being at the Crows would be amazing, yeah, playing in the big games such as the showdowns and things like that. But, yeah, I'd be pretty humbled to go anywhere.
So no doubt you would have met with all 18 clubs. So let's talk about the second meeting and that. Who were the most keen? Who have you had the second meetings and also third meetings with leading up to tonight?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, I've met with obviously all 18 clubs, but I think I've had a couple double ups now with the Hawks, Fremantle, Geelong, and Adelaide. So they've been the four I've kept in regular contact with.
Very, very good. Mate, let's go through your background, because it's not overly unusual when we talk to youngsters who have to make this decision between football and cricket. I haven't seen too many blokes who have to make the decision between Australian rules football and the world game, soccer. Take us through the background, because you could have gone either way.
Yeah, as you mentioned, there's not many people that play that sport, especially when they're both winter sports. So I'm playing soccer on the Saturday and football on the Sunday when I was younger. So it was a busy weekend for the parents, that's for sure. But yeah, started off playing locally both, like everyone else, playing Auskick and just school soccer, and then progressed through the ranks and was actually offered in the Melbourne City Youth program at 13, 14 years old, which is a very humbling experience, and was in an elite soccer environment at that age. And I obviously got a lot out of it, being a young kid and looking up at the likes of the elite such as Tim Cahill and those boys who were in that program. So yeah, as I mentioned, I got a lot out of that program and got to the stage at 15, 16 where I came back to the roots of playing football and kind of fell in love with the game again and loved playing with my mates. And had a few meetings with Melbourne City telling them that I'd wanted to step down and go back to the football program, but they were pretty disappointed and actually got me in a couple of times and asked me for reassurance and said, are you sure you want to do this? Because it's not really normal a kid going into that program telling them that you're leaving. it was a very tough decision at that age. But yeah, since then I haven't looked back and I'm very grateful for everything.
You obviously didn't take your parents' advice then. I'm sure they would have been pushing you towards the world game, given how much money you can make. And it's also probably slightly less physical on the body in terms of bash and crash. Did your parents want you to stay in soccer, or were they just happy for you to make their own decisions? Because they could have just lived off your cash for the rest of their lives and travelled to Europe and watch you play in the Premier League and whatnot.
Funny. Yeah. I don't think I was that good, but dad was always a footballer, so he was pretty supportive either way, but I think he deep down knew I was always going to come back to football. But on the other hand, mum actually really wanted me to keep playing soccer, so it was a bit of both. But yeah, my parents have been amazing and very supportive throughout for my entire life, really. Yep.
Is there a link between the two that you think may have helped your footy by playing soccer as a junior? Is it something to do with footwork? Can you link the two together, or just completely different?
So I've actually get asked this question a fair bit, and I think the main thing is I've gotten out of it is soccer is very balance orientated, so keeping your feet, they don't want you falling over at all. So I think I can transfer that to playing football, and they're very you practice using your both your feet a lot, so not just being one-dimensional, so I think that kind of incorporates in my football ability as well. And just the little things, kicking snaps or kicking the ball around your body, just being able to do that, which is kind of very similar to the soccer game.
Well, mate, those qualities make sense why you're compared to Toby Green. How do those comparisons sit with you? Because if we really break it down, he could be one of the most valuable players in the competition.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty humbling being compared to Toby. I think, we're very, very unique and different players, but I can see the comparisons between us two. And, as you mentioned, Toby's a threat. He's an amazing player, and fans either love him or hate him. So he's definitely someone I've loved to watch throughout the couple of years, and someone I hopefully can gain some good advice and can continue to watch him and take some things out of his game and incorporate them in mine.
Do you feel like you could rival his games missed through to suspension if you get onto an AFL list?
I'd hope not. I think that's something I'd definitely have to cut out of my game, or I'd get the flick pretty quickly.
How have you found the last couple of years? Obviously, South Australia, Western Australia, there's been plenty of footy played, reasonably untouched when it comes to COVID. Victoria obviously has been the opposite. Hasn't been a lot of footy in the last couple of years. How tough have you found that? And also trying to keep fit and motivated during that time.
Yeah, obviously it was tough for everyone, not just myself, but all my fellow Victorian teammates and opponents. But I was at boarding school at Caulfield Grammar, so it was easy to kind of keep in a nice routine when you've got a couple of the boys in the boarding house who were in the draft last year, and then a few boys this year potentially trying to get drafted. So it was just us trying to keep a normal routine as possible and try and bounce off each other, not. When one was down or lacked a bit of motivation, trying to just ramp each other up. But like everyone else, you have those days which are challenging and you just want to sit down and relax and do nothing. But it was really just, as I said, trying to keep it as normal as possible and take little things out of it, because there is times where there is no structure, no routine, and you're going to feel weird. So it's just trying to keep it as normal as possible.
Mate, next year, in terms of study, do you have any plans to go to university or anything and try and mix footy with uni, or just concentrate on footy for a while?
Yeah, I've always been keen to go to university. Physiotherapy has been one thing I've been linked to and I've been pretty interested in. But I think for the first 6 months, I think I'm just going to try and put my head down if I'm at a list and work hard and try and play as early as I can or play in the seconds. And then I think in the second half of the year, I'll kick back in the uni and put my head down and start studying.
And from what we've read, you don't have too many weaknesses, but in terms of stuff that you've really honed in on this year, skill-wise, what have you been working on?
So I've always been a not bad runner, but something I've always tried to work on is my endurance. Being obviously an attacking player, I hadn't really had to work on my defensive side too much, so had a pretty big emphasis this year on just simple things such as pressure acts, tackling, inside 50. So those little things to kind of take to my next game. If you're playing at the AFL level as a small forward, you may be only getting your 10, 15 touches max. So that's what you're doing without the ball. So it's just getting in good habits that I can use in the AFL system as early as I can.
This is Hazy's favourite question that he likes to ask the potential draftee, so I'm going to steal it off him today. When you get your first couple of paychecks, bulk cash comes into the account. What's the first couple of things you're splashing out on?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a sneakerhead, so I think I'd get straight into the sneakers, the more expensive ones, especially the Dunks, which is a big thing a lot of boys are wearing at the moment, so I think I'd start collecting a few of them.
Yeah, nice, good job. Mate, there's a young man by the name of Cassini Yenge down here, plays for Adelaide United, who is just absolutely developing a cult following with some of the dance celebrations and things that he's doing after he scores a goal. Is that something, what can you bring from the world game into Australian rules that potentially we haven't seen before on an AFL field? Could it be some celebrations after a goal?
I love a cheeky celebration, but I'm not much of a dancer, so I wouldn't try and whip out a dance move because I'd probably make myself look like an idiot. But I think I like to just keep it simple, a bit of a fist pump, get the crowd involved, but nothing too strenuous, I think.
We couldn't work up to maybe even a backflip?
I can do that, but I don't think I'd whip it out too early on. Maybe if I was a Brownlow medalist down the future when I have the the allowance to do that on the field, but not earlier on.
Fair enough.
Good man. Get the runs on the board first. You mentioned a bit of study in physiotherapy before. You want to concentrate on your footy, but what about in your downtime, your hobbies that take your fancy off field?
Yeah, being in the country, obviously, you got a lot of things we get down to do. If that's down at the lake on rope swings, or we're down water skiing down in Yarrawonga or Tokemoor and places like that. And yeah, here and there, I don't mind a fish. But yeah, since I've got my license, I love to travel and see mates if they're in Albury or they're in Ballarat. So those are the few things I like to do in my spare time.
Outstanding, mates. We're going to follow your career with great interest, and wherever you end up, you're going to do a hell of a job. And from our point of view and the Crows' point of view, we hope that you do land in South Australia, but we'll wait and see tonight, mate. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much for having me, boys. Cheers.